Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we have one of our very favorite people in the whole wide world joining us once again. I think it's the third time. Mary Lambert's been on our show. Mary, it's great to have you back on The Voice of America.
Thank you for having me, Larry. You're always so nice. It's always my favorite time to come hang out with you.
Well, I wish you were in, you know, here in person so I could give you a big hug from 6 feet away, of course, 6 to 10 feet, but we can do this virtually, and you know, I'm so excited about everything going on. But before we get started talking about the new single, the new projects you're working on, the last time we met a few years ago, 2018, I think you had an album out at that time. Mm-hmm. When you came in the studio, you said, "My house has just burnt down."
Oh my God, that's right. Oh, wow.
So much going on. Mary's, I mean, you have weathered so many storms in your life and your career.
Yes. Honestly, from that point, everything really built up. And I know it's like, I don't want to be one of those, like, I don't know, people are like, everything happens for a reason. But it really did feel like, there needed to be some sort of burning, you know, like a signifier of like, this is the end of this like awful chapter. And here you are, you get to be exactly who you are and live the life exactly that you want. And I just feel like I have been unstoppable since then. I've just felt like I've just really come into my own like identity in life and like joy in a way that I don't think I have before.
And every time you get knocked down, you get back up stronger than you were before. So
yeah.
Life has many challenges. And I know that you like to have a cry every day, and you're very open and honest about that. We've talked about the fact that you are an open book. You don't hide things from your fans. A lot of people are private, but no, you are an open book. Do you have your cry today?
Have I cried yet today? No, I cried yesterday. I'm a professional crier. Growing up in Washington, you know, it does, the light does, like, it gets darker earlier, but in Massachusetts, it's like, the sun is setting at like 4:15, and it's a lot, like, it's totally pitch black dark at like, you know, 4:30, and I don't know what to do with that. It's like, it's the daylight is so prized, you know? So I'm adjusting, and it's really difficult. You know, this is, I think everybody's going to, you know, their first experience not being able to gather in a way that we normally do. Or if you are gathering, like the risks that, you know, that entails. And yeah, it's scary. Everything's precarious. Everything feels like, it feels scary. So I feel like I have been crying more than usual.
You're not alone. I was reading recently where, you know, the Mental Health Association said that depression has increased by about 50%. I mean, because of this pandemic, we're at home, we're locked inside. And yeah. I mean, as somebody who's dealt with depression and dealt with all kinds of issues, now we're all dealing with the situation. What is your suggestion or solution? Do you have any advice or tips on how we can pull ourselves out of this rut?
It's just a matter of survival. Like, this is where you really have to dig in and say, like, what do I need? What do I need to survive in this moment? And I think, like, honestly, the single that I released is like, that's what I wanted to talk about, was like, how do we offer help and support for people that don't have resources? Mm-hmm. Because I mean, really, I wanted to call the song like, "All I Want for Christmas is Therapy," you know, like, that's what I really feel like. We all need to be in therapy right now. We all need to like consider medication as an option if it's right for us. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be outside a lot and like getting as much sun as we possibly can. Like these are things that like we just kind of are, we're just doing everything we possibly can to survive right now. And that's okay, you know? And so I think as much as we can do to like strip the shame out of the equation of like, "Oh, I'm gaining weight," or like, "Oh, I'm in my sweats all day," or I haven't, you know, like, get rid of it. It's not important. It's not helpful. Like, we are where we are, and that's okay. We're all collectively in it together. So how do we get through it? And I think I hate to say it because it like ticks me off every time I see it in some, I don't know, like, mental health book, but movement has really saved me. Like we hike almost every day, and if we don't hike, then I'm doing some like you know, cardio video. Just I feel better. I feel better after I move.
That's great advice. And, you know, you are so refreshing and upbeat and such an inspiration to everybody who has the opportunity to know you and to touch you and to talk to you and to feel your presence. And you know, there are millions around the world who are limited to your music, and that's the way they know you. And we've, as you mentioned, you have a new project, which, you know, when I looked at it, it said seasonal depression. Oh, no. But it's not. It's not at all depressing. It's quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to make like a self-help song, you know, and I just thought about all the things that make me feel better and what might feel better for somebody else. And I did want it to be a little bit of like a fake out, like mm-hmm. you think you're about to listen to this like really depressing song,
right?
And then I do a gotcha.
You did. Mary Lambert is our guest. You're gonna do some music for us live on the show today.
Yes, I would love to. I went down to the frozen creek. Ice like lace on a cold winter sheet. It's been dark for days, can't see the light. Tied in my boots. And I start to cry. I cannot heal the whole world with a song that I wrote. Tell me, what is the magic chord? If you're alone and the snow's coming down. Maybe you're sad, cause this year's been harder than hell. This song's for you. Take a drive, look at the lights. Call a friend and ask. Ask for help, read a book, or take a bath, it'll all get better soon. I cannot heal the whole world with a song that I wrote. Tell me, what is the magic? If you're alone and the snow's coming down all around, maybe you're sad, cause this year's been harder than hell. This song's for you. Take your meds. If you're taking meds, make some art or sing a tune. It'll all get better soon. I cannot heal the whole world with a song that I wrote. Tell me what is the magic chord. If you're alone and the snow's coming down all around, maybe you're sad, cause this year's been harder than hell. This life.
Mary Lambert is our guest, and you mentioned you don't do that often, or you haven't done it often live in this performance setting, so thank
no,
you.
No, not yet.
Well, we're glad that you did it for us. We're honored that you did it for us.
Thank you, Larry.
I know you put out Grief Creatures, you know, the end of 2019, mm-hmm. so you've already got a new EP out, coming out? That's, you know, and what's the EP called?
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. I like that. I love it. I love it.
I just wanted to say that. That's what. That's the only reason I released an EP is just so I can say Happy Holidays and a Happy New Queer.
Yeah, I love it. And you're also doing, you're involved in, I think it is a Netflix show, documentary as well?
Yes, yes. It's an animated musical. And they're doing, we're doing a movie and a series. And so the movie comes out in April. And I'm one of the lead characters. And her name is Birdie. And she's 15 feet tall. And she's the best person in the whole world that's ever existed. I can't believe I get to voice her. She's so sweet.
How did that happen? How did you all of a sudden end up as the voice of an animated movie character? Is that something you always wanted to do? Or?
Yes, yes. I did like, I did musical theater in high school and things like that, but I just never thought that there was, I would be able to actually do it for real. But I auditioned for this part. It's so funny. I auditioned for this role and another role at the same time. And the other role I auditioned for was, there were a lot of fat jokes, and it was like, it was really like the character was supposed to look like me, and it was also like poking fun at her body a lot, and she was just the butt of the joke. Her body was this comedic relief, and I just, when I read for, I didn't even know if I want to audition, because it just broke my heart. I was like, this is so regressive, and
right.
like not, it's not good. This is not good content.
Right.
And when I read the script for Birdie and for the show is called Arlo, the Alligator Boy, that's the movie. When I read the script for it, I cried, because there wasn't a single fat joke. It had nothing to do with her. She's just pure and beautiful and super strong, and she can lift stuff, and she's superhuman strength, and she's vegan, you know, but she just happens to be like a fat big person, you know, and I just think that's real life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, you know, and I'm sure the kids are gonna love it. And when is it supposed to come out?
Arlo the Alligator Boy comes out in April of 2021. Yeah. And then the series will come out, I think, probably that fall.
So many things that you're doing, and you're scoring a musical.
Yes. Well, I'm scoring a documentary.
Which is not that documentary. It's a different one.
It's a different thing. I'm working on a book.
Mary, I don't think you're busy enough.
I don't do drugs anymore. I promise. Stop doing drugs.
Well, that's great. Good on you. I'm glad to hear that you're in a good place and you're feeling good. You're looking great. And so would you do another song for us?
I would love
hear you sing, and I love to hear you perform.
Thanks, Larry. I think I'm going to do, I want to do a Christmas song. I want to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That would be great.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next you our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, happy golden days of your faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more.
Someday soon, we all will be together. If the fates allow, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Absolutely gorgeous. That's Mary Lambert, who's our guest here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. What a voice. What a beautiful voice. And so, I mean, the holidays, this is going to be unlike anything we've ever experienced. This holiday season is something totally different. You know, I mean, how are you getting through the holidays, and what are your plans for 2021? Hopefully on the other side of all of this nonsense that's been going on with this pandemic. But what do you got planned?
What's happening? We're cooking a lot. So I'm learning how to cook things, which I think has just brought me a bit of joy. But I think it's really about, I'm trying to find structure, and I'm trying to find, like, you know, just making a schedule for every day, because then it feels like there's hope, there's something to do. But I really like being outside. So just as much time as I can spend outside in the sunlight and, you know, walking the dogs, and just keeping my, you know, keep working on my projects. It feels like there's only so much we can do. And it's hard when it feels like so much is like out of our control, and all we can do is within our own spheres, you know, to spread as much like truth and goodness and, you know, love that we possibly can. Like, how can we be radically kind in an atmosphere like this, when there's like so much struggle and pain and delusion? Like, how do we practice radical kindness in that? And I don't know, but I'm doing my best, you know.
Right. Mary Lambert is joining us here. We're talking about the new EP that's out now for the holiday season, the new single, which is Seasonal Depression, which you perform for us, and all the other various projects going on. What about your writing? I know you put out a book of poetry a couple of years ago, and what are you writing more? Are you still writing? Are you planning another follow-up to that book of poetry? What's happening?
I'm working on a nonfiction book about basically about how to love your body if you've never done it before. there are just so many platitudes and Instagram memes about like, just love yourself as you are. And it's like, that's great. How do I do that? And this book will hopefully like address some of those things of like, here are some actual concrete, you know, mental exercises, physical exercises, things you can think about that can help shift your mindset, because it's all about reframing. And so if I can encourage people, especially this book I want to target towards younger women, you know, girls between like 14 and 21, at that really pivotal time where, you know, so much of our self-worth is contingent upon somebody else's, you know, definition or view of us. Like, how can we empower that age group? So that's the goal.
You are the epitome of positivity. I love every time we talk to you, I love to talk to you and to hear what you have to say. And I know that the new project, you reunited with Macklemore. So, you know, Mary had, for those who are tuning in and you're saying, Macklemore, Mary Lambert, Macklemore, Same Love, 2012, couple of Grammy nominations. You performed with Madonna and Jennifer Hudson, a number of people. You know, I mean, so now you're back with him for the new project?
Yeah, we did a duet on Grief Creature, and that was like, just felt really full circle to work on a song together, and especially a song about like, you know, confronting your demons and being really honest about who you are and how much of your how many of your wounds are self-inflicted, you know, it's hard to, you know, confront that. And he and I just have such a close bond that it was really easy to write this song. And I imagine we'll keep writing in the future too.
Can I get one more song from you? Cause I see the clock on the wall is saying you better hurry up and stop talking. So.
Sure. Yeah. How about I end with She Keeps Me Warm? She says I smell like safety and home. I named both of her rats forever and please don't go. I could be a morning sunrise all the time, yeah. This could be good, this could be good. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. What's your middle name? Do you hate your job? Do you fall in love too easily? What's your favorite word? Do you like kissing girls? Can I call you baby? Cause we look so good together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love, my love. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Mary Lambert. Mary Lambert, Mary Lambert, Mary Lambert. Keep you warm. Woo! Thank you so much for being on the show. And gosh, there's so many things to be excited about. And you are at the top of my list. You have so many great projects and so many great things to look forward to in 2021 from you. And the new EP, Happy Holidays, or Holidays. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly.
No, either.
Whatever works. Seasonal Depression is the name of the new single. Where can people go to get in touch with you and connect and social media sites and stuff if they want to follow you?
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Instagram at Mary Lambert Sings. And I keep everything all in one place on my website at www.marylambertsings.com. And I have a newsletter, which is great to subscribe to because there's just always so much going on. And I also have a podcast called The Manic Episodes. And you can find that on Apple Podcasts, anywhere that are there are podcasts. And I just talk about everything that I usually talk about. That I've talked about here.
Not enough hours in the day for you. My gosh. And she's got a new movie, Arlo, The Alligator Boy, on Netflix coming out soon as well. So, wow, thank you for being on the show. It's great to have you back again. Please come back anytime you want, anytime you're available.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's always such a joy.
Yeah, always love catching up with Mary Lambert, one of our favorite people on the planet. And you can go online and get her new EP and the new single. And don't forget to watch the movie when it comes out on Netflix. Mary Lambert, our guest. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.